Internet Security Software. Learn more at eset.com.
WCVE Public Radio. Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for Friday morning political news analysis. Jeff joins us every Friday morning at this time. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Wayne.
Senator Jim Webb shook the political landscape with his announcement that he won't run for another term. Seemingly a surprise, but some observers are saying it was not so surprising.
Jim Webb likes the Senate. He hates what one has to go through to get there. He talks about campaigning as dancing with the bear. One stops when the bear chooses to. But with Webb out, is it up and away for George Allen, who wants back that seat that Webb wrested from him narrowly in 2006? The Republicans need four seats to take back the Senate. And with Webb's departure, there's a lot of concern that suddenly that Virginia seat is a gimme. Now, mind you, George Allen faces competition for his party's nomination. Jamie Ratke, the Tea Party candidate, was out and announced even before George Allen declared that he was in. The big problem for the Democrats is not just finding a candidate, but finding a candidate who's competitive, because that could make it tougher for Barack Obama to hold this state. Remember, he won Virginia in 2008. And if the Democratic nominee is a real dud, that could prove something of an anvil for the national Democratic effort. And that's why we hear talk of such possible candidates as Tim Kaine, popular, having run in one statewide three times, if you want to include his primary victory for lieutenant governor some years back. And will Barack Obama put the arm on him? Kaine has indicated it's not really his cup of tea, the federal legislative life, that is, and that he's doing his bit for this administration by helping out as chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Now, one can make the argument that his tenure there has not been wildly successful. But the bottom line here is not just holding this seat for the Democrats, but competing and possibly holding Virginia for the president.
There was the stunning news that Justice Leroy Hassell Sr., who had just completed a term as Virginia's first black chief justice, had died.
Yes, at 55, too young indeed. The former chief justice, he remained on the court as a justice, died of lymphoma. He ran the Virginia judiciary a lot differently than his predecessors, his immediate predecessor, in particular Harry Carrico. Mr. Hassell could be quite high profile, listening to other judges and legislators. He could also be quite imperious. He was involved in a number of enterprising and unusual studies, some of them very expensive. One in particular looked at the mental health laws and spotlighted some of the gaps in it. Now, that study began before those terrible shootings down at Virginia Tech in 2007. But the findings of the Hassell-led study guided the legislature's response to that tragedy. Now, the Virginia General Assembly is already looking for a successor to a retired justice, Sir Lawrence Koontz. And now it has to find a second justice. That's two of seven. And the talk around the Capitol is this is really going to scramble the calculus, political and regional, for rounding out the Supreme Court. So don't be surprised if this process goes on until April or later. The General Assembly jealously guards its prerogative to pick judges, and it will do what it can to keep this from falling to Governor McDonald.
The annual Senate-House budget negotiations are about to begin in earnest. A lot of nervous lobbyists around.
Yes, there are some stark differences between the House and Senate versions of the budget. Certainly the House budget is not as generous to public education as the Senate Democratic version of the budget. In particular, there's $150 million that the House Republicans want to put into transportation that would be taken from the budget, that portion of the budget that supports schools and cops. These budgets give back in different ways. A lot of the money that Bob McDonald took away from VCU as punishment for that big tuition increase, and the budgets also take different approaches to propping up VRS. Now, the fine print is what really makes these budgets so interesting, particularly in the Senate budget. There's over a half a billion dollars in additional bonds. Remember how those Senate Democrats grumbled and complained about Bob McDonald's dependence on bonds for transportation, but these bonds would support the construction of, among other things, a new office building for the General Assembly.
Virginia Congressman Eric Cantor and his GOP colleagues had lunch at the White House. Is he learning that leading the majority is more complicated than being the party in opposition?
Yes, that great picture of Eric Cantor leaving the White House wearing those handsome Gucci shoes of his, looking more like a lobbyist than a legislator, perhaps. But clearly the House Republicans, including their leader from suburban Henrico, are learning that governing is difficult. And perhaps a headline in the New York Times the other day said it all: House leaders facing turmoil in GOP ranks, rebellion on spending, differences on range of issues bedevil party's new majority. Bottom line here is, how deeply can House Republicans cut the federal budget? They're looking at $100 billion. A lot of people say that's not possible. And among the doubters are Republicans themselves.
Okay, Jeff, time's just about gone for this time. Thanks very much.
You bet.
Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch joins us Friday mornings at this time on Morning Edition to analyze the Virginia political news of the week. The time now is 8:40.